Lesson 26, The Wise Man. Reading and studying the Word is a great start, but we learn an important lesson as we read about the wise and foolish man in the Sermon on the Mount. The principles of his Word are effective only when they are put into practice. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27 read, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." These two people may have attended the same church, read their Bibles faithfully, and affirmed their belief in the inspiration of Scripture. The difference is that the wise man hears these words of mine and does them. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew destroyed thousands of homes in South Florida. Yet, in an area where the wreckage looked like a war zone, one house remained standing, firmly anchored to its foundation. When a reporter asked the homeowner why his house had not been blown away, he replied, "I built this house myself. I also built it according to the Florida State Building Code. When the code called for 2x6 roof trusses, I used 2x6 roof trusses. I was told that a house built according to code could withstand a hurricane, and it did." Just and fair. One of the ways we can apply the Word of God is in our daily dealings with people. We see in Scripture that God is just and fair. Proverbs 16:11 reads, "A just balance and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are His work." As He is, so are we to be in this world. 1 John 4:17, "By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as He is, so also are we in this world." God appreciates fairness and justice in our dealings with one another, and He has very definite opinions about unfair business practices. Proverbs 20, verse 10, "Unequal weights and unequal measures are both alike an abomination to the Lord." Restitution. When I accepted Christ's offer of forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life, I received a new conscience. Things that I would have previously classified as insignificant now were important. One week, I heard a sermon about making restitution. When I was a teenager, I stole candy from a small store near the local baseball field. When I understood this principle of making things right with people I had offended, I determined to go back to this merchant from whom I had taken candy without paying for it. I not only asked for his forgiveness, but I also paid back what I had taken with interest. Then I remembered that I had taken athletic tape while on the basketball team in college. I sent a letter asking for forgiveness along with a check to pay for the tape. It is important to be honorable in our dealings with others. It is really nothing tricky, but simply loving our neighbors as ourselves. Faithful in little. When I go through a checkout line and receive the wrong change, I give back what does not belong to me. Romans 12:17 teaches, "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all." As we are honorable in small transactions, we are laying a foundation to be honest in more significant areas of our lives. Luke 16:10, "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much." Honorable. After following Jesus for 40 plus years, I am grateful for ways in which God has led me to be honorable in my dealings with customers and others with whom I have done business. 2 Corinthians 8:21, we aim at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. Paying bills on time is an honorable and tangible way to love your neighbor as yourself. As anyone in business will tell you, cash flow, or having enough money to operate with, is critical to not going into debt. If several people who owe money to a business decide to delay their payments, it often means the owner is unable to pay his own obligations. Some large businesses have a reputation for delaying payment by 3 or 4 months instead of the customary 30 days. This is not honorable to me. I am amazed at how much positive feedback I have received by paying my bills in a timely fashion. Many of my suppliers have written letters and thanked me for paying promptly after receiving their invoice. This is being honorable in the sight of all men, and God is glorified when his children behave this way. Honesty. One of my heroes is Isaac Newton. Many years ago, I read his biography written by John Hudson Tyner and published by Mott Media. Newton was a godly man with an incredible intellect. Instead of spending the last half of his adult life reading, researching, or teaching, he became warden and then master of the Royal Mint. This next section is a quote from this same book that I referred to. The coinage of the country was in a very bad state. England's business life was based upon gold and silver coins. Paper money was seldom used. Most of the coins were crudely made and in miserable shape. Some had been handed from person to person for 100 years or more. Day-to-day wear had made them lose value. But a more sinister cause was dishonest people. They saw a fast way to make money by clipping off the edges of the coins. Charles Montagu, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, said to Newton, "You are an expert with metals, and you are skilled in mathematics. Most important of all, the people will trust the great Isaac Newton. They know you are honest. Trust is important. Every coin in England will be remade. Hundreds of tons of silver will pass through your hands in the next 4 months. Every ounce of it must be accounted for." He went on to say, "This tremendous undertaking will make changes in the English monetary system that will last for more than 100 years. Isaac Newton's expertise and honesty saved the day. When I think of his work as master of the Royal Mint, I am reminded of this verse in Proverbs 20, verse 23. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scale is not good. Poor. If you hire people to work for you who are poor, there are scriptures to guide you in how to pay them. Deuteronomy 24, verses 14 through 15 says, "Never take advantage of poor and destitute laborers, whether they are fellow Israelites or foreigners living in your towns. You must pay them their wages each day before sunset, because they are poor and are counting on it. If you don't, they might cry out to the Lord against you, and it would be counted against you as sin. So pay them quickly when they have completed the task for which they were hired. They need the money then, not in 30 days. Let's close in prayer with this scripture from Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen.